Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with Steve Halpern. I'm your host in this podcast, and the podcast entitled Super Anti-Aging. Question, is it really possible to stop aging? And not only stop aging, but reverse aging. I absolutely believe it is possible. But it takes work. And it takes a plan. And it takes an understanding of the biochemistry of aging, which, for the most part, we know. Aging starts in our cells. It actually starts in our cell batteries, in the mitochondria. When your phone runs out of battery, it dies. When you run out of battery, you die. Simple as that. It's all about energy. It's all about repair. It's about your cellular programming working the way it's supposed to work. So how do we do this? Well, first you have to evaluate where you are biologically. We already know that all our systems in our body age at different rates. For instance, we know that breast tissue is often 7 years older than chronological age. Why? We're not quite sure. When you're young and healthy, your system repairs itself very efficiently. If you get a cut, it heals very quickly. When you're older, it doesn't heal as quickly. When you go out and party that night and you're young, you recover very quickly the next day because your liver is working optimally. The standard blood tests are pretty useless because they were really designed for diseases. They don't really measure optimal functioning. The reference ranges are not designed for that. And it's not even part of a standard panel. Some people go to a doctor and they have a blood test and basically, okay, you don't seem to have any obvious disease right now, but you might get it. Oh, really? Well, that's part of getting older. Well, I want to share that in my personal growth and experiment and a few other people that I'm working with, we've stopped aging. People who see me don't get it. But I go into a little detail that I'm heavily involved in the anti-aging research, and it's going a little slower than it should because the big players are working on an anti-aging series of drugs that'll be very, very expensive. And since aging isn't a disease, according to the insurance companies or Medicare, Medicaid, you don't get it reimbursed. There's no reimbursement for a diagnosis of aging and reversing aging. So what if it was possible actually to start performing at a level that you used to perform at? Is that possible? Yes, I absolutely believe it's possible, and I've seen it. So what are the components? Well, certainly the diet is a component, and supplementation is a component, and exercise is a component, and of course, lifestyle. Well, if you want to speed up the aging process, drink, smoke, do drugs, you know, that'll speed it up. Okay. You want to speed up the anti-aging process, have a messed up chronobiology. Don't get adequate sleep. And you're constantly changing your sleep pattern, so you're throwing off those natural rhythms of the body. Okay. So, diet. Diet is a little tricky because we all respond differently to different kinds of diets. Certainly, having abnormal blood sugar, that is certainly an aging factor. And you can certainly control it with reduced carbohydrate intake and various nutrients. There's a whole slew of nutrients that can help with lowering of blood sugar. Cactus pear has been known, and berberine will lower blood sugar. Sulforaphane and Vitalica Physician will lower blood sugar. You know, chromium, glucose tolerance factor will lower blood sugar. And a search on the web will turn up dozens of different lowering of blood sugar nutrients and supplements. And it's a matter of experimentation. You know, take your blood sugar an hour and then 2 hours after you eat, and it should be around 130, 135. I wouldn't just depend on the glycated hemoglobin blood test. It's not all that great. And it's really much better to do a little self-testing, you know, getting a blood sugar test kit, you know, prick your finger, see what it is if you're all that concerned. Okay. Central obesity is certainly a factor. Hormones are a big factor in aging, both for men and women, and in slowing down aging and you know, getting your testosterone checked a few times, even a couple of times during the day, because testosterone can fluctuate, and having an estrogen, progesterone profile, having precursor hormones such as DHEA and pregnenolone, which are precursors to hormones in the body, that's really important. So working with your hormones are really, really important. You know, certainly for women, my personal opinion is that the benefits versus risk certainly point in the direction of hormonal replacement. I mean, certainly that's a medical issue. And for men, optimal hormone levels, blood hormone levels, are really important. In fact, you actually increase the risk of aggressive prostate cancer with low testosterone and loss of muscle, and certainly can affect brain function. So optimizing testosterone, knowing what your testosterone levels are certainly important. So we mentioned the diet briefly, not eating high temperature cooked foods. Those are called advanced glycation end products, really damaging to the system. Being careful of the synthetic hormones, you know, all canned products seem to have bisphenols, which are not particularly good for your water. I would definitely, if you're going to carry water, carry in a metal container, because even the replacements for bisphenols seem to be a problem. So you don't really want that. Having yourself check for toxic metals. Very, very important. High cadmium level can speed up the aging process. And arsenic, a lot of people have arsenic. They don't know because they don't get checked. Arsenic can be an aging factor. Cadmium can be accumulating in the brain and be a risk factor for memory loss. There are things to block cadmium. Again, broccoli seeds, sulforaphane, having adequate zinc can be important. You don't want to overdo the zinc, but at least 30 milligrams a day. Zinc is often very deficient in diets. You need zinc for adequate testosterone production. So, diet, yes, I think that caloric restriction works, how you choose to do it, whether you choose to do it postponing eating the next day or every third day, eating a third less, taking mimics that mimic caloric restriction, AMPK, very interesting compound, mimics caloric restriction, sulforaphane that's found in physician Vitalica can lower, well, can act as a caloric mimic. And there are many nutrients and herbs that can be a benefit. Okay. From an anti-aging perspective, there seems to be some value in herbal nutrition, though it needs to be tailored to the individual. I think herbs such as bacopa, brain nutrient, astragalus, seems to extend telomeres. There's some research on that. Possibly some of the ginsengs. So there's a whole slew of, nutrients that could be of herbal anti-aging nutrients. So it's really not a simple recipe, and you can certainly do it yourself. I think that's why I do an anti-aging program in our medical office, because it needs to be personally tailored. Your hormones and your toxic metals, possibly genetic nutrition issues, such as a folate issue or even a B6 issue could be a problem. You don't utilize it. A defect in acetylcarnitine. Acetylcarnitine is an antidepressant nutrient. Very, very good research now on acetylcarnitine. And a lot of people seem to have a problem making acetylcarnitine, and it can affect brain function. So we have diet, we have supplementation, we have hormones, and we have exercise. Certainly resistance exercise is important. Endurance exercise is certainly important, though got to be a little careful, because your endurance exercise could exceed your antioxidant adaption. This is where physician sulforaphane comes in to help your body upregulate to adapt to the exercise stress. Creatine, I think, has some value. There's some reports in older individuals. Branched-chain amino acids seem to have some value also. So, we live in a wonderful time when there's so much information on the web, but it tends to be a little overwhelming, and sorting out, which ones personally work and which ones don't personally work. But something I want to get across that I think is really, really important, and I try and bring this across in these podcasts. It's not just about living longer, okay? It's possible. It's about quality. It's about not developing age-related conditions, which are accepted as normal. Oh, it's a normal part of aging. Well, to be a little egocentric here, if it's a normal part of aging, your host here has none of those problems. I do not have gray hair. I do not have cataract. I do not have prostate problems. I do not need a hearing aid. I do not need a joint or hip replacement. I don't even need plastic wrinkle surgery. How come? Am I so blessed? Yes, my grandfather lived to a nice, ripe old age. Okay, but so what? Okay, and no guarantees. Okay, there's no guarantees that, and, yes, he didn't suffer, but he aged. Okay, and he somewhat, was lucky. He was a survivor of bad times when there was no food, obviously, and depression and all those kinds of struggles. And somehow or other, he was able to adapt. But it's not just an accident, okay? Yes, there are those people who do all the bad things, and they live to 100, and they smoke, and they drank, and they did this. Well, okay. But that's not necessarily the game. The game is, how do you upregulate your adaption? How do you turn on the good genes that you want? Turn on the beneficial genes that are going to protect you from cancer, protect you from heart disease through epigenetics. It's an amazing, exciting time. And, I try and go through these podcasts in different phases because, it's a big area. The area of getting rid of useless cells that are producing damage. Stem cells have not evolved yet to where we really want them. It's certainly in progress. I mean, there are companies now that store your stem cells, so you have stem cells at whatever age you are right now, which is kind of interesting for the future. So it's a wonderful, exciting area, and I would not take it, even at any age, the idea, well, I'm getting older. I always ask people, it's about biological versus chronological age. You know, where are you biologically? Where are you chronologically? What are you accepting as normal? And in truth is, it's not just about older individuals. We're all aging. We're all aging from the time we're born. So it really doesn't matter, because if you're young and vibrant, you want to stay young and vibrant. If you're older and healthy, you want to stay there. Okay. You don't want to come down with these conditions. So, we come to the end of this podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast and you want more, please subscribe, because it motivates me when I see subscribers to do more podcasts. And please feel free to share this on your Facebook or any other links. Let me know if you have any problem getting these podcasts. I have you can email me at NutraSteve, NutraSteve at hotmail.com, NutraSteve at hotmail.com. Okay, and ask me questions, or I can help you link to these podcasts. So, again, how do you start? One step at a time. That's how you climb a flight of stairs, one step at a time. How do you start a program if this is new to you? One step at a time. And stay healthy, stay well, stay vibrant, and thank you so much for listening.